Surah Ibrahim, verses 7 to 12.
أيها المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. Yeah, looking at the second ruku of Surah Ibrahim, page 357, we are commencing from ayah number 7 to 12. As we remember, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala instructed Musa alayhi salatu wassalam to remind his people about the dealings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his creation, where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala favors them at time with favors, and where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala subjects them to tribulation as well. And the purpose of ni'mat is that people should be grateful to Allah, and the purpose of tribulation is we should exercise sabr and know that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not let those circumstances prevail. With sabr, every difficulty will pass. Anyway, looking at ayah number 7, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ تأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم. And Musa alayhi salam also said to them, recall when your Lord informed you through me, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, if upon hearing about my favors you show gratitude, then I will surely bestow more favors on you, possibly in this very world, or certainly and definitely in the hereafter. وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ, but if upon hearing about my favors you show ingratitude, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ, then know that my chastisement is indeed severe, and ingratitude certainly warrants it. Ayah number 8. وَقَالَ مُوسَىٰ إِن تَكْفُرُوا أَنْتُمْ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. And Musa alayhi salam also said to them, if you and all people of the world collectively display ingratitude to Allah. Kufr doesn't only mean to reject Allah, kufr also means to be ungrateful. So if you and all people of the world collectively display ingratitude to Allah, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ, then know that it does not harm him in the least, since Allah is غني, totally independent, and he is حميد, his being is ever praiseworthy. On account of his attributes of perfection, he is praiseworthy, whether people praise Allah or not. His perfection is complete. It does not need to be complimented in any way. So there is no possibility of him being affected by the ingratitude of all his creation. As for the harm they would sustain by being ungrateful, it has been pronounced already in the previous ayah. The next passage deals with the rejection of the messengers of Allah, rejection of the Anbiya, by some of the people of the past, their debate with their messengers and the eventual outcomes of such people. Ayah number 9. أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَبَأُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. O disbelievers of Makkah, who are the first recipients of the Qur'an, and all disbelievers by extension. أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ نَبَأُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Has information not come to you, though briefly, concerning those who preceded you? قَوْمِ نُوحٍ وَعَادٍ وَثَمُودٍ. The people of Nuh, the nation of Aad, and the nation of Thamud. وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ. And those after them, لا يعلمهم إلا الله. Only Allah is aware of the detailed accounts of all these people. What about them? جاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات. Their messengers came to them with clear evidence. بينات means a clear evidence and a miracle. فردوا أيديهم في أفواههم. But the disbelievers among these people put their hands on the mouths of their messengers, preventing them from even expressing their message, let alone believing in it. وَقَالُوا, and they said to the messengers, إِنَّا كَفَرْنَا بِمَا أُرْسِلْتُمْ بِهِ. We reject the message that you claim to have been sent with, which is the message of Tawheed and Iman. وَإِنَّا لَفِي شَكٍّ مِّمَّا تَدْعُونَنَا إِلَيْهِ مُرِيبٍ. And we have serious doubts about the Tawheed and Iman which you are calling us to. Therefore, these people rejected Iman and Tawheed, and they also rejected the Nubuwa of the messengers sent to them. What was the response? Ayah number 10. قَالَتْ رُسُلُهُمْ. Their messengers responded and said, أَفِي اللَّهِ شَكٌ فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Are you in doubt about the oneness of Allah, فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, the originator of the heavens and the earth? The creation of the heavens and the earth are great signs of the existence and oneness of Allah. So it is strange how you reject Him and deny His oneness despite these signs which bespeak of His greatness. As for your assumption that we are inviting you to the concept of Tawheed without any authorization from Him. So even if that were so, the call to worship one Allah is a legitimate call, and anyone who calls to it is very entitled to do so. However, in our case, it should be known that we are calling you to it by His command. So, يَدْعُوكُمْ, it is He who calls you. يَدْعُوكُمْ, it is He who calls you to Tawheed, so that by virtue of embracing the concept of His oneness, لِيَغْفِرَ لَكُمْ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ, He may forgive you for your past sins, وَيُؤَخِّرَكُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى, and grant you a good existence for the remaining duration of your lifespan. Therefore, besides the concept of Tawheed being the absolute truth, it is in your interest to embrace it. You will be given a good existence in this world, and your sins would be pardoned in the next. Despite the messengers clarifying the issue of Tawheed and affirming that they were selected by Allah to convey the message, قالوا, they began disputing these very matters, and they said, إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا, you are not messengers of Allah or prophets. Instead, you are but human beings just like us. إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا, and they felt human beings cannot be prophets of Allah. So your claims about Tawheed are also made up. It is not an instruction given by Allah. Instead, تُرِيدُونَ أَنْ تَصُدُّونَ عَمَّا كَانَ يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُنَا, you simply seek to divert us from that which our forefathers, our ancestors used to worship, the idols. So, if you claim prophethood, then فَأْتُونَا بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ, bring to us some clearer authority, because they already showed miracles. So they're asking Sultanum Mubin, other than the miracles and evidences already shown to them, which these prophets were sent with, they wanted something clearer. Ayah number 11. Since they requested more clearer evidence, their view about the prophethood of their prophets is evident. They didn't accept that. As for accusing their prophets of simply attempting to turn them away from the idol worship which their forefathers engaged in, it implies that they considered idol worship correct and valid. So, قَالَتْ لَهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ, their messengers said to them. There are three parts to your objection. Firstly, you have rejected the oneness of Allah by presenting the idol worship of your ancestors as an evidence. Secondly, you dispute our prophethood on account of us being human beings. Thirdly, you demand more clearer authority than the miracles already shown to you. So as for the first matter, the fact that Allah is فَاطِرُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, Allah is the originator of the heavens and the earth, it already establishes His existence and His oneness. Contesting this because of the customs and practice of idol worship of your ancestors is invalid. As for the second matter, we acknowledge that we are human beings, and in نَحْنُ مِثْلُكُمْ, and we are indeed human beings like yourselves, but there is no conflict between being a human and being a prophet or messenger of Allah at the same time. As for prophethood, it is a sublime blessing of Allah. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَمُنُّ عَلَىٰ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِي, and Allah bestows His grace on those of His servants whom He chooses, so He has chosen us. As for the third matter, the claim of prophethood needs to be supported by any miracle, and your demand for an even clearer miracle has no merit, so it is to be dismissed. And وَمَا كَانَ لَنَا أَن نَأْتِيَكُمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, and for that matter, we cannot produce miracles or a clearer authority for you except by the will of Allah. Now that all your objections have been settled, if you still oppose us, then we are not afraid, as we placed our trust in Allah. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, and in Allah alone should the believers put their trust. وَمَا لَنَا أَلَّا نَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ, and why should we not put our trust in Allah? وَقَدْ هَدَانَا سُبُلَنَا, when He has been very gracious to us and He has guided us to our path of bliss in this abode and in the next. So if His grace is so tremendous, we ought to place our trust in Him for any possible harm that we may experience from you. As for the grief and hurt your opposition to us and to the truth has caused us, وَلَنَصْبِرَنَّ عَلَى مَا آذَيْتُمُونَا, we will surely bear with patience all the harm that you have done to us. And by adopting sabr, we are not overwhelmed by your attitude to us. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ, and in Allah should those who trust always put their total trust. Inshallah, we'll continue. Let us do the tilawat of this ruku. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ تأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد وقال موسى إن تكفروا أنتم ومن في الأرض جميعا فإن الله لغني حميد ألم يأتكم نبأ الذين من قبلكم قوم نوح وعاد وثمود والذين من بعدهم لا يعلمهم إلا الله جاءتهم رسلهم بالبينات فردوا أيديهم في أفواههم وقالوا إنا كفرنا بما أرسلتم به وإنا لفي شك مما تدعوننا إليه مريب قالت رسلهم أفي الله شك فاطر السماوات والأرض يدعوكم ليغفر لكم من ذنوبكم ويؤخركم إلى أجل مسمى قالوا إن أنتم إلا بشر مثلنا تريدون أن تصدونا عما كان يعبد آباؤنا فأتونا بسلطان مبين قالت لهم رسلهم إن نحن إلا بشر مثلكم ولكن الله يمن على من يشاء من عباده وَمَا كَانَ لَنَا أَن نَأْتِيَكُمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَمَا لَنَا أَلَّا نَتَوَكَّلَ كان على الله وقد هدانا سبلنا ولنصبرن على ما آذيتمونا وعلى الله فليتوكل المتوكلون آمنت بالله. illa sadaqa Allahu maulana al-azim. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah.